Blog Talk Radio.
And greetings. Welcome to another segment of New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. This, of course, is a special edition of our radio program that is aired every Saturday night from 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time until usually 12 o'clock midnight. Sometimes we, of course, extend our show if we had a bit of information that we want to make sure we're able to get. But right now, we are heading towards the rally and demonstration, which is Justice for Asterra Sabor. I just left the location where the rally symbol is 55th and Adams South Avenue, and we are approaching in a few moments the location of the 19th Police District Station in West Philadelphia. And at that point, we're going to join the many of the folks that have assembled in protest of the beating that took place approximately 2 weeks ago of Brother Skier Sabor. Chris, if you would, before we begin going into the presentation or the information that we're going to present and bring to you today, what we want to do is always give thanks and praises to our Creator and always be cognizant of freedom fighting ancestors. All right. That said, moving right along, we will not be able to take calls tonight because we are broadcasting live we're on the street. Straight up on the street, getting ready to join the protesters. We just left the actual location of where the beating took place. We, the other day, got the opportunity to go to that location to kind of do a surveillance and a survey of, some things that were going on. You get a better feel of what it is that we saw. So now we kind of see how things happen based on the eyewitness accounts, based on also being able to observe the area and to see the surveillance camera that was supposed to be there in the Chinese store that was reported that now is being said to not be available or working or what have you. But we also were able to see that there was another surveillance camera on the street that belonged to the Philadelphia police. Now, so the question is going to be very, very soon, and in fact, Monday, I'm sure, where is that surveillance tape? Who has it, and when can we get it? So that is kind of some of what's going to be going on over the weekend leading up to Monday. Monday is the hearing, the preliminary hearing for Brother Askia, and we're planning to be there as well. Now, of course, if you tuned into the show last night, we did a special report then, and we talked to Brother Sabor's father, Brother Abdus Sabor, who is a well-known brother in community, community activist, very, very upstanding brother, as well as his entire family. And he reported, of course, last night that there are charges that are being lodged against his son, Askia, and they include disorderly conduct, just a bunch of nonsense, really. And we also learned that, just to give you an idea of how threatening and un-whatever the situation was, from what I can recall, Askia's bail was like $500. So obviously, whatever he was doing or had been accused of doing must not have really, been that much, because they will give you all kinds of other bills, when something else is going on. So that's a clear indication that something definitely is awry here. And if you saw the video, then you definitely know that something is wrong. So we are just a few minutes away from the police station, and at that point, we're going to be joined by many protesters, demonstrators, who came out today to participate in the rally, to show support to Brother Sabor, of the family of Brother Askia Sabor and the Sabor family. And I'm approaching it, and I can see it's a really, really nice crowd of people, very peaceful, but very clear on the position of justice for Askia. Again, this brother suffered head injuries that, if you haven't seen it, well, you know, you can send us an email at nationalmwm@aol.com, and we will send you the pictures and the video that we have available, have made available, so that you can see for yourself what this brother endured while he was sitting on the ground with one hand coming on at some point. And you can also see where the police officer literally pulled out a gun, okay? And it just so happened that one of the people who that police officer also kind of pointed his gun to or at was one of our brothers who we are very closely associated with. So we have an eyewitness to what occurred, and can assure you that this situation will not go undealt with in the way that it needs to be. Now, I'm approaching the area, and I am looking to see what is going on, because there's a bunch of cops stationed or posted at the street. Gate is there, and so I'm hoping that I will not have a problem entering into the area, because they kind of, you know, have it a little barricaded in. But I do see people that are there. And, again, hopefully we will not have any problems getting through. That's why it's so important to have our own journalists, reporters, broadcasters, because, you know, we are able to get through some of the lines when they try to cut us off from what's going on, when they try to cut us off to the people from what's going on. Okay, again, we are now at the 61st and Thompson Street location, or at the 19th Police Station District, and there are cops out here, and a whole bunch of our folks are here, okay? And we're now here, and we're coming now up on one of the speakers. We're getting ready to hear specifically what's going on. People are definitely here being very supportive, and we're getting ready to plug you in to the speaker that is now at the podium. Okay.
All of a sudden, it's that no longer will we accept the injustice. No longer will we accept the unfairness. And we are also God's creation. We are children of God. And on this day, we demanded to be treated like children of God. Just as God is here. Just as God is here. Just as God is here.
I say, good people. Hey, look, man, we got some demands, dog, because we want to start passing these out to you. I might be in the crowd, all right? We want to start passing these things out because we want the community to know what's going on. Pass some of these little fast-paced things, all right? We got somebody here.
We are broadcasting live.
Right.
We're coming to you live in the state of resurrection and liberation.
We have to be able to read the demands that we have prepared. That's all that's prepared, too. To the police officers responsible for the attempted murder and beating of Askia Sabor, the police in Philadelphia. All right. Ready? Okay. All right. How you all doing? All right, here we go. The police officers responsible for the attempted murder and beating of Askia Sabor, the police department, the city of Philadelphia, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We, the people, consisting of the family of Askia Sabor, concerned community residents, and community organizations of Philadelphia, with the power vested by our unity and our Creator, charge the Philadelphia Police Department with the following offenses against the ski of the ball and the community. Attempted murder. Excessive force. Aggravated assault. Simple assault. Conspiracy. Tampering with evidence. Inciting an act. Illegal arrest. Deprivation of human rights. Reckless endangerment. And kidnapping. We the people, consisting of a family of CS support, concerned and community residents, and the organizations of Philadelphia, we the people, with the power vested in us, by our unity and our creator, we order the 19th District Police Department of the City of Philadelphia and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to immediately arrest, act, and meet the community's demands listed. We demand the immediate dropping of all the charges against Ryan. We the people demand for a swift investigation and prosecution of the police officers involved with the attempted murder and beating up Akia Sabol. We the people demand swift restitution for Akia to make up for the loss of time financially through the injuries caused by the attempted murder and beating by police officers and the hospital bills as well. We the people demand for the names of all the police officers involved with the attempted murder and shooting of the people to be revealed for the consequences. We the people demand the termination of policies such as stop and frisk in racial profiling. We the people demand for the police to stop bodily entering the homes of community residents without a warrant. We the people demand for the police to stop denying the people their constitutional rights and choosing and as human beings, especially the right of peaceful freedom of assembly in their neighborhood. We the people demand an immediate end of police verbal threats of terrorism towards the people of the community. We the people demand for the investigation and prosecution of police officers who verbally and physically harass women of the community. We the people demand the immediate investigation and prosecution of any police officer who violates the constitutional and human rights of the people in the community. We the people demand that this subpoena is given to the district captain, Melvin Singleton of the 19th District Police Department, to be reviewed and acted on immediately. Again, Captain Melvin Singleton. We demand that it's given to him. We know the name. We the people with the power vested in us by our unity and our creator issue a public notice for the opening of a serious dialogue with all concerned stakeholders for the comprehensive reform and restructuring of community police relations in Philadelphia and nationwide. We the people with the power vested in by our unity and our creator promise that if there is silly on the part of the Philadelphia Police Department, the City of Philadelphia, and the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania to enforce the charges on the police officers responsible for the attempted murder, beating, and kidnapping of a Sears Sabor, and our demands are listened to in this subpoena in 7 calendar days from the issuing of this subpoena. We the people will continue to struggle and protest until our wishes and desires are fulfilled.
Your entrance to New Day, Resurrection, and Liberation. This is Empress Chief broadcasting live from Justice for Akia Sabor.
Okay. We have a community here. We want our community to be safe. We don't want murderers and rapists running around. We understand that there needs to be some order provided. We also understand recently an article came out from an officer called Adrian Schoolcraft in Bed-Stuy in New York. And he basically showed how this CompStat system has caused the corruption, particularly of stopping prisoners. So we're calling upon the police officers as human beings, because that's what you are, and that's what we are. People who have dreams and hopes and ambitions and families, we all have that. We're asking if you're tired of this corrupt policy, if your officers above you do not give you, because you don't bring a quota of stop and frisk. You're tired of that nonsense, and I would turn the community against you, because all of a sudden you have to give them crap for having an open container of water or something like that. If you're tired of this nonsense, we can provide the political pressure that will allow you to come out and come forward and join us. Join us in reforming what is going on in the police department so that real police work can be done. It helps nobody to bang up some head and then the next day the same problem exists. Real police work needs to be done. And so if you want to do real police work and protect the integrity, this is a key word, do it as integrity, as actual police officers, then we ask for you to come forward and join us. Finally, I want to say something to the country. I want to say, first of all, you're all a beautiful people. And I mean that. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And what is most important to me right now, what I've noticed, is that we are not afraid. We are not afraid. We have love. We love our community. We love our brothers. And more importantly, I want to just stress this. This is something that, for me, sometimes I feel that I have to break out in song to express how I feel. And this is a song that we played for me when I was a young child. My parents, some of you might remember this song.
And you know who I am.
So I'm going to play it all with me and everybody. All right? Put a clap together,
okay, we are in tune right now, and we are here on the premises. We're going to take a little break. We're going to talk to some of the people that are here, because we really, need to get the feel of what's going on and also a better feel of what needs to go on. So I'm going to kind of go over to a few people and get their ideas or opinions or views or whatever. But there's a nice, beautiful crowd out there, and the spirit of freedom is definitely out here. All right. We want the names of the cops that were involved in this horrendous act. So I have Brother Shango Wandi here, and I want him to share a few of real black words to you, because, we need to stay focused, and a lot of times what happens is things continue, things get a little diluted, and we want to make sure that that doesn't happen in this situation. So I'm going to let Brother Shango give you a couple of comments or just a little bit of insight from his vantage point.
I'm just glad to be here this much as a spot, because I was, to be frank with you, I've been very afflicted by the spirit in the community. The community is very fired up about the situation. This was a brutal attack on a very deep love and humble brother, and the community is just... Now, there seems to be an urge to try to change the flavor of this into something based totally in love, but this is not about love. This is not all about love. We hate police brutality. We hate oppression. We hate livestock. We hate stop research. And frankly, the whole situation, the police department will continue to brutalize us as long as they can. So it's in the interest of the community to these things, this protesting is a good step. But the solution comes from the coming of what that can stand that these things don't take place. There's a response. You know what I mean? Continue to brutalize until they know there's going to be a response to what they do. So it's good to see people out. It's time to channel this energy and direct within the squad to things and keep it moving. This is a good thing. We're here. I'm here with Brother Adam of Race First TV, and soon for thank Dr. Soleil for bringing me on for 3 seconds. I'm a little distracted because it's still going on live. People are fired up. I've spoken with the father, Brother Adu, the beautiful brother, still in the community service. service in the community. And to be brutally beaten by the police for nothing but, you know, the fact that he told them that he couldn't stand in front of the Chinese store. He was waiting for his food. Told them he couldn't stand there. So all he did was sit down. He said, look, I'm not bothering nobody. Leave me alone. And they proceeded to just brutally beat the man. Well, the video is available on YouTube. If anybody can see what it's up. But there's a lot of different groups and interests and energies around here trying to bring in their agenda to the situation, but it's still a beautiful gathering. Because the majority of the crowd here is the community. The community is here. The community is here, and they're angry. They're concerned. There's young children here who are concerned what's going on in the community and how their future is going to play out. You know, man, that's a beautiful thing. So. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Brother Shango Wandi. So, you got it right here. We are here right now at the 61st Street and Thompson, the 19th Police District, and we're going to grab another one of the organizers and leaders. Brother Dave is right here, a very well-known brother in our community, and I want him to share a few words with you about what's going on here today. We're broadcasting live, New Day Resurrection and Liberation, here at the rally in support of Brother Askia Sapor, and this is our own brother, Wesley Bay.
Just want to let you know that we're here in support in behalf of my dear brother, Askia Sapor. We came here different religions, different nationalities to fight the injustice that's going on not only in the city of Philadelphia, but all around the United States. So, our brother Askia, well, about what his son had went through and what he was going through as a father and the very children of his children. And he made it clear that he wanted this movement to be a movement of love, a movement of respect, and a movement of unity, not just in the city of Philadelphia, but for all throughout the cities and all throughout the United States where injustice is going on, and young people are being killed, young women are being raped and everything. So we're here today to send a message now to the police department of Philadelphia with all those injustice is going on will no longer be tolerated by those who are citizens of this state government.
All right, Brother Wesley, good thanks. All right, you can tell there's a lot of people out here, strong folks, you know, who are well known in the community. And I mean, you know, they're really making it clear what the position is. Now, I'm going to say that there are also some people out here who are fronting, but that's okay. It needs to be like that. And at some point, we'll try some of this too. But for those who are serious organizers, serious, committed, black folks for change, for evolution and resolution, so excited here about it. So again, you are in tune to New Day Resurrection. We cannot accept any calls right now because we are literally on the streets and cannot get access to our push for it. But we are going to do a follow-up this Saturday. You will be able to call in. You will be able to participate in the chat. You can voice your opinions. You can send your messages of support or what your viewers are. Tomorrow, that is Saturday, September 18th, we will have the open forum. This will happen again, www.blog.com/receipt via your telephone for the podcast, which of course is 652-232-646-652-232-32. Okay. We're going to go back to some of the speakers, and before we do, I want to try to find... I want to try to find Sister Pam after that. And in the meantime, I do not see her right offhand, but she's around here just for a few moments because she's getting a big hood. But nevertheless, I think they now have Brother Sabor's father is coming to Cleveland Heights, and that's Brother Abdul's, who was on our program last night, and, you know, very, very beautiful brother, very powerful brother, okay? And so we're going to hear from him in a few moments as well. In the meantime, what we want to do is bring you just a quick interview with someone that is right here on the ground. So, let's see. I'm trying to now find Sister Fatima Muhammad. I just saw her a little while ago. And she is one of the parent body members of the UNIA. She, of course, is one of the vice presidents. Okay, here's Brother Abdis, Sabor, who is the father of Brother Idris.
All about
science.
It's about your power and about your voice.
Oh, no, that's right. That was not the file. That's another brother. I think that's the address, maybe. But at any rate, that's not the brother. That is another brother. But he
each and every one of you out here must maintain community.
I just grabbed to survive.
I want you to ask
me to take
the strength to create.
Let her get her remarks or comments about what's going on. We are again live here at the rally in support of Brother Hashir Sabor. This is today with Russian and Liberation. And I want to share a few words with you from the parent body members of the full UNIA, the vice president representative, the fourth vice president, and as a sister, I'm certainly proud of her. And I want to share a few words with you. As I said, there's some folks out there that unfortunately are really frightened, and I'm going to tell you like it is, but there's some people out there that are real warriors and telling the truth. And so this is one of those sisters. Sister Bastima, I'm today.
Yes, greetings. This is Sister Fatima Muhammad Bey, fourth assistant president general of UNIA. We're standing out here in the city of Killer, Philadelphia, 61st Haverford, the 19th police district. We are out here for Justice for Oscar, where he was beat down two Fridays ago out here in West Philadelphia, here in the 19th district. So we're out here today for justice. We say to the people that we must get organized, that this thing here is continuously vamping us all over the world. And I know we're here in Philadelphia speaking on these issues of police terror, police abuse, trying to negotiate through our cities in order for us to have some justice. And I'm saying the people united will never be defeated. We're standing together, I say.
Thank you, Sister Basima. Okay, again, we're broadcasting live. We're here at 51st and Thompson. You're tuned to New Day Resurrection and Liberation. And this is UK broadcasting to you. Again, our regularly scheduled broadcast will come in tomorrow. We'll get follow-up reports as well as bring you additional information. We are, in fact, getting ready for this trial on Monday. And we plan to be present at that point as well. Tomorrow we will also do our follow-up part two. Brother, from Shabazz, grandson of course, our El Shabazz. That will be tomorrow again, starting at 10:30 p.m. We'll go from 12 midnight. Right now, again, we are at the rally and demonstration of the 19th Police District here in Philadelphia, and it is Friday, Justice for Ikea. Support. Give up the names. The names of the soldiers that were involved in this brutal, horrendous, horrific beating. Again, Monday we will be here, actually at another location for the trial, and we'll give you a report tomorrow again as well. The brothers are now on the side. Now here is that family members. All right.
I'm the
we know one thing is that it's about our skin, but it's not about our skin.
Right.
Right? Because many of you, there are many people who have been brutalized by the police. This district. So if any of y'all in the audience right now want to come up and share your testimony about what may happen to you or your family or your friends or somebody on your block, now is the time right now. While everybody listening, the media, the ghetto birds, huh? I hate the ghetto birds, right? The ghetto birds. I accused of that for 20 years ago. The ghetto birds. You hear them? But now is the testimony, God. To tell the story.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break and for a couple more interviews that, you know, are a bit more pertinent to the topic and subject matter of right now. We're going to get ready to maybe get some words from Sister Pam Africa. Just prior to what we're listening to now, we heard Basima Mube, who of course is one of the representatives for UNIA. And we're now going to go to Sister Pam Africa. Congratulations to Sister Africa and have her to share a few words with her about what's going on today. And again, it's a very beautiful spirit, a very necessary kind of spirit. We're here live here in Philadelphia. We're broadcasting the street first and House the Street. We are in front of the so-called police headquarters or department, the 19th district. There are brothers and sisters out here from all walks of life, and it's a very beautiful thing. Folks just went inside. They're meeting with the so-called weekly officials. But I'm going to ask Sister Pam Africa to share a few words with you.
Let
you know that it has been really good out here in the building.
We have many people
block by block for
bringing out the community. Because the only way we will deal and fight terrorism of the Philadelphia block by block, house by house, to educate people. We're urging people in Philadelphia here to put their signs in the restaurant, stop in the black community. We're in the store and our community has to have those signs up there. If they report what we have, they better put it in the window. We demand brutality in the black community. Our families are coming out now. They deserve the Philadelphia Police Department. I'm going to pass you back on to Sister Clay.
Okay, we're black, and the family members just came out, of course. It's discussing with the so-called police officer. It does not seem that it's changed at this point, but the certainly is being projected tomorrow. Certainly inside, and I'm sure something was said and done. I'm also looking through the window at a police officer, a female police officer, who, she's smiling and, looking as if, like, what the hell are they doing out there? But this is the mentality of a police in Philadelphia. This is how they roll. This is how they do. This is nothing new. So, again, this city is known not only for its corruption, it is known for of politics, the type of treason that is very evident in this city. It's nothing new. This is 2010, but this has been going on since who knows when. But certainly here in Philadelphia, police terrorism is live and kicking.
For prayers, when I got my children together, we prayed for the brothers and their family. Okay? I'm a family member of MOVE members. Back in the day, my Uncle Eddie Africa is still in prison. My cousin Conrad Africa was blown to pieces, okay, when they found the whole block So this is not something new. And what I want to say to everyone is, you know, after this day and after this so-called goes over, don't forget. And let us not be desensitized. Let us keep on moving and praying for healing and higher awareness.
Come on, brothers and sisters. All right, let's support each other, y'all, right? Let's support each other, y'all. Get this in your heart, all right? Support each other. Got a brother right here. My testimony. Come on.
My name is Brother Nassor Chimojua. I love my people. I'm speaking to them. You know what? We are not going to take this no more. We've been doing this for years. You and you all have a mother and a grandmother
right.
who taught you I am a descendant of Malcolm X.
That's
you
right.
hear me? I am a descendant of Malcolm X. I am tired of protesting. I am tired of talking. You are going to respect us. It's a chessboard. You're a number four. You are protecting somebody who don't care nothing about you. You know what I'm saying? You are a boy.
Right.
Fuck your money. Excuse my language,
no,
black queen. Excuse my language, black queen. Children, I am so sorry. You are torn. Look how you stand. You look like you're at a chessboard and I'm trying to pass you your keys. You are a boy. I'm telling you, black people, we're tired. I'm not into the protest. Do you hear what I'm saying? I am coming to you. We are sick and tired of all challenges. Every black man, I don't care about no white man standing right here. I'm asking every black man. I have two daughters who I will die for. Do you hear me? You have children that you will die for. I'm wrapping it up. I'm charging you as men, as black men in our community. Step up. Step up.
Limits, I can't even get a We have to take this beyond what's going on right here at the 19th District and organize the voices of our people and stand up and take power in our own hands to bring the real criminals in the city to justice. But what we're about to do right now is pass down a tail. We call it the Black Fist Tail. Fist Tail Tail, criminal investigation.
Again, this is the team of Rochester Live from the rally and demonstration for our brother Askew 4. There are, of course, police and civil disobedience people out here. And needless to say, there is most definitely the community at large. There's a lot of press out here, too, which is real interesting because they have become pretty, unavailable in many cases. And so it's kind of interesting to see, them out here now. But, glad that they are. But again, we are more focused on the fact that we're out here, that black folks, myself, and others who have the ability to provide independent, conscientious reports. We are here. And so, it's a blessing to be able to report to you from the location. As we often say, there are different kinds of organizing and different kinds of ways to respond to dealing with issues. Some folk like to do it, sitting at the computer, which is all good, and it's very helpful, and some folks like to write letters or write articles, and that's all good and helpful. But some folks literally get out in the street and do what has to be done in our communities on one-on-one, in addition to some of the other stuff that I mentioned. And, fortunately, that's what's going on right about now. We are now kind of waiting to see what is coming up next, and then we're going to get ready to close out our broadcast very shortly. But before we do, we want to thank all of you for tuning in. Again, we want to thank you for allowing us to share this information with you, and we can certainly assure you that we will be bringing you ongoing updates as this continues and proceeds, and we know it's definitely going to do that because there's no way that they can dismiss what has happened. And again, we're going to make certain that we're able to provide for you ongoing reports. Okay, moving right along. Trying to see what's now going on. There's a lot of things happening at the moment, and we're still kind of waiting for Brother Abdul Sabor to come up to the mic. That, of course, again, is the father of Brother Askia. He was on our radio program live last night, giving us an update and some information, and he is getting ready to, I believe, speak very shortly. Let's see, I think for Saturday we might be having Sister Naima Sabor, which is Brother Askir's sister, coming on our radio program for tomorrow night. So again, we invite everyone to tune in tomorrow night for New Day Resurrection and Liberation, and continue to tell others about our radio program, and keep very much keep in mind that we will begin implementing several new shows as we approach October, the 13th year anniversary of the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere ever. And with those new programs, we're going to be providing for you now the real kind of insight, direction, and all the kinds of activities and so forth that have been developed to bring forward the first global movement for all women and girls of African descent. We invite you to get involved, and we invite you certainly to support and look for a new website coming up very, very soon, which will provide a lot of great information for you.
Okay. What I think I want to do now is if I can grab this brother and maybe he can give us a little information about what his organization does, and he's just got finished speaking and telling folks about some action steps that you're doing. So I'm going to have his brother to introduce himself to you. Like we said, we like to bring to you information right from the street, and that's what we're going to do. We're broadcasting live from here in Philadelphia at 61st and Thompson in front of the police department. Well, that's what they call it. And this is New Day, Resurrection and Liberation. I'm going to have this brother to introduce himself to you and share some words and just, you know, some comments about what's going on tonight.
Yes, so who do we hear at the 19th District, a terrorist organization that terrorized the black community in West Philadelphia. My name is Diabolo Vala. I'm the president of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement. We stand in unity with the Sabor family and with every other organization that wants justice for the brother and justice for the black community. We're calling for a march for black justice on October 13th at 8 o'clock a.m., starting at 8th and Market and ending at the Criminal Justice Center on 13th and Silver, demanding freedom for all African people. We're demanding that the real criminals in the city get locked up. That includes the mayor, the PA, and every other agent in the court system that railroads our people. Thank you. For more information, call 215-459-7551, or you can get into our website at www.npdum.org, INPDUM.org, or uhurunews.com, uhurunews.com. Uhuru.
All right. Okay, greetings. We're back. This is Empress Chi. And as you can see, we try to connect with and, you know, build with, or not build with, at least connect with all the groups and organizations in our community. There are some groups and organizations who we have not really gotten that type of support or spending, whatever, from, but it's okay, because we still want to do what we need to do, which is to bring you whatever information that we need to provide for you regardless. Because our position really is that at this point in time, the MWM movement will really do what it needs to do, whether it gets support from any group, organization, individual, or whatever. We've already demonstrated our abilities in 1997. We are the largest gathering in the world of any women anywhere and have the only kind of status, for lack of a better word, of our nature, of our sort. So, you know, the reality is, again, that while there are some groups and organizations, unfortunately, who, for whatever reason, felt that they did not want to support us then or now, it's all good, because any group, organization, individual is doing something for our people, we will continue to support. And also at some point, you know, respond to them in some other kind of way. Bottom line is, we're here tonight to show unity, to show support, you know, for our brother Askir, who is known in our community here in Philadelphia as being a righteous brother, a brother who is indeed about helping the community, helping our people. And, you know, here at New Day Resurrection and Liberation, we don't mix apples with oranges. You know, even though there's a very diverse group out here and it's all good, in reality, you know, our focus is about folks of African descent. Clear and simple. I mean, we're not trying to make any excuses or change the nature of that in any way, shape, fashion, or form. We make no excuses for our position, not at the time that we started, nor certainly not today. So for those who have a problem or issue with that, it's just too damn bad. Bottom line is, we represent the mother of civilization. There's nothing we can do about that, but get out of our way. And very soon you will really begin to understand a bit clearer what I mean by that. In the meantime, getting back to what's going on here in Philadelphia, we're here at the rally, Justice for Askir Sabor, and we now can hear in the background Sister Fatima Muhammad.
That's right. We know it's happening all over the world.
It is.
The United States has more criminal laws than Africa. You got more people in prison in America than you do in a apartheid country. I just want to say that enough is enough. I would like to thank you brothers and sisters who are out here today, and particularly you brothers and sisters who accepted for it a second. Because suffering got to be about the power of business. It got to be about business. It can't be about us. We emotional. We African people. We mean what we say, but we tired. But the organization that I see here and bear witness to today, y'all feel me? We did a fast Sunday, and the chaplain said that we got to get organized. He said we got to turn our lanes over. He said we got to stay connected. And this is a darn good job of keeping that word to yourself. But you don't got change. On that Sunday, we still overcome. We are all coming. We stand with our eyes up on the door for our strong quarters and stand in the street. One of the promos called those things over and calls with this. There's an old slogan from New York I learned. They say, whose street, not the police? Well, we say, whose street, our street. Whose street, our street. We pay your salary. We pay taxes. You take money. You take money. You extort our community. You got our community as hostage. But I'm saying to you, now take a look on that camera that you got and observe that this is just a few of us today. And the numbers are going to keep growing.
That's right.
They're going to keep growing. I'm going to go along with it. Now I'm going to respect the fact that we have all brothers and sisters out here that want to say something. My sister Baron Africa is out here, and I don't know if a cow is alligator to her, but I came home late. I came home late and turned it over when I said something. Because this sister here, this my sister, your sister, that is started in the face of this peace. She was a little person, you know. And we got to be fearless. Because they're taking our brothers. They're taking our sons. They're taking our men. And we sent jail to kill a cop.
Yeah. I'm just going to pay it now because I don't want to waste no time. Come on,
fam. Hey. Hello. Thank you, Sister Bakima. No justice. Help, huh? Jail to kill a balloon. No pun. I'm talking about direct action.
That's right.
We got a lot of people here, and the first demonstration, we talked about the beating, the maiming, the killing, the jailing, the framing. But we also talked about in our community, in every last one of these stores, you will see signs that say they support the police.
That's right.
All kinds of signs telling you they support the police. But how many dollars of theirs go into these stores? I'm not even going to tell y'all not to go in their stores and buy their chicken and their beer because that's a defeated goddamn issue. Because you won't buy that chicken and you won't drink that beer. And on you might. That's one of us if we try to rob you. And that's the God-known truth. But what you can do, when you go in there and you drink in them beers and you buy that chicken and that fish, is demand that right there, next to them signs, much bigger, there'll be a sign to say, stop police brutality in the black community. You gotta demand it. Don't go in there really much asking. Because at that point, anybody that's buying some killings, anybody drinking some of their liquor, you're a traitor to the black community.
Stay at that. help from our community.
That's right.
And they don't put a penny in our community. We must also demand, because we always run around here trying to get money to put fires out. Each store should supply a flyer, I mean flyers, where the community can come in and pick them up and find out where's Wednesday's meeting at, where's the next demonstration at. We got to demand that. I mean, you know, if we can't do that, don't, I mean, how do you look yourself in the mirror? We can do it. We can do it. Every store should have stop police brutality in the black community. Because it's right to do. It's a principal thing to do. It's a godly thing to do. To demand justice for the black community. So stop letting these suckers pimp us. That's all I have to say. I'll see y'all at next Wednesday's meeting. I'll see you Monday. I will be with the family here Monday, of course. And you know, and we're going to demand that they drop some charges. And I want to say one more thing before we go about police. People will say that that is not the norm, that they're not acting the way police officers act. They're acting exactly the way police officers are trained to act. We must break that training. We got to keep our language concise and clear. We understand that this is the teaching of these people to come in our neighborhood. One more thing, real quick. Do you know where these cops live at? Well, you can demonstrate. You could have passed flyers out in their neighborhood. I'll be saying if any black woman will come in here and beat my child, whether you wear cop blue, judge black, or whatever. You ain't coming to fucking our community and just beat us up and then tell me I've been on here too long because you motherfuckers are rolling. You know,
what we're going to do now is move away from the crowd, and we're going to get ready to close out our program for tonight. You need to tune in tomorrow night because we will continue, okay? We're going to continue to do the work that is necessary to do. We're going to continue to bring you live reports. Yeah, we're right here in Philadelphia, Philadelphia as they call it. And, of course, you are in tune to New Day Resurrection Liberation. My name is Chris Ching. We thank all of you for, you know, keeping us going. I mean, really, you know, we are getting so many listeners now because you are sharing this information of us being on the air. We definitely appreciate that because without the support of our people, of our communities, we can't do what we do as well as we want to do it. And, you know, we're glad to be able to continue to do that. So we again thank you and look forward to having you join us tomorrow night and also for future programs. And remember, the Name on the Move is, in fact, on the move. And we do need your support. There's a lot that's going to happen. We're going to be broadcasting some of that to you very, very soon. But in the meantime, we're going to close out for tonight. And again, tune in tomorrow, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to bring to you, she said she's going to call in, the woman, Miss Jane, is supposed to call in tomorrow. Miss Jane, who is Miss Jane? Well, Miss Jane is the female who had called for a Million Women's March for 2011. Yeah, we wanted to talk to her, and she has apologized since and so forth and so on, and said she didn't know we existed and so forth, and that's one of the things we've got to really work on now because, you know, over these years we've just had so many people tell so many incredible stories about the Million Women March. Some of it just made no sense. Some of it was just I don't know where they got it from, but, you know, we're certainly about making certain that it gets corrected and straightened out and really put into proper perspective now. So Ms. Jane has said she's going to take her website down. I'm not sure if she's done it yet. We really don't care because our mission, our work, what we've done in 97 and what we now do is of divine order. So, you know, folks can say and do whatever they want, and it's not going to matter. At any rate, what we're going to do now is get ready to close out for tonight. And we thank all of you. Tune in tomorrow, 10:30 p.m., New Day, Resurrection and Liberation, our regular time tomorrow, part two of our doctor. With brother Malcolm Shabazz, the grandson of El Haj Malika Shabazz and Betty Shabazz, tomorrow, Saturday, September 18th. And of course, Me and March Movement Founders Convention coming October 18th through the 26th. Wait till we tell you what's getting ready to have their family. Until then, we're going to leave you with, of course, one of our very, 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 you know, in-depth and also, shall we say, embracing sayings, and that, of course, is there can be no peace without justice. There can be no justice without peace. And until tomorrow, we say to you, Ma'at Hotep, and we thank you again. Tutanana.